Welcome to my podcast, Tricks of the Trademark. This is Eric Pelton with another podcast episode in which I share advice and experience based on my 20 years of working with clients around the world to protect and strengthen their brands. Some important new rules recently went into effect at the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office that all trademark filers, practitioners, and others following trademarks ought to be aware of. These are not the only rules that the USPTO has recently promulgated. There's been quite a bit of change within the last year and looking ahead into the rest of 2020 at the USPTO. So it's a busy time for those of us in the field to keep pace with all of these changes and study up and learn on them. But these new rules that went into effect February 15th are extremely important. And they cover two important categories: mandatory electronic filing and some new rules regarding specimens. When I say specimens, I'm referring to the types of evidence of use that is submitted to show how a trademark is used. So let's talk about the specimens first, and then we'll go to the electronic filing. So the rules regarding specimens just tweak some practices that many already use, but it is now in the rules specifically that when you use a web page as a specimen, you are required to show the URL or the location of the page, as well as the access or print date of that screenshot or that web page. So I use a tool that costs a few dollars whenever I make a screenshot or a PDF of a web page that automatically captures that information. I recommend that you change your settings to just automatically capture that information every time you're taking a screenshot, because I use screenshots as evidence on at least half of the applications that I work on. And so it's a very valuable tool. Once you have the settings right, it really simplifies capturing that information, and then you won't have to worry about complying with that rule anymore. The other important change to the rules on specimens is related to labels and tags. Now, that's often going to come up in connection with clothing, but it could come up in connection with other goods as well. The USPTO, up until now, has generally accepted a label or tag on its own, not attached to the goods themselves, to show that the mark is in use. And now the rules will generally require that the label or tag is attached to the goods and shown how they are sold. The purpose of this rule is to prevent someone from being able to just print a label on their printer in their office or in their home and take a picture of it and say, here's a label that shows the trademark. Here's proof that we're using it. That label, in the instance I mentioned, wasn't attached to a hat or to a telephone or to a coffee mug or whatever good was associated with it. It was just a label hanging free by itself. So now you have to show the connection to the product generally, almost all the time. There may be some exceptions. So those are the important rules on specimens. The important rules on electronic filing will have an even greater impact, even though almost all applications, over 99%, are currently filed electronically. It is now required that all submissions to the USPTO, absent some very, very small exceptions, are submitted electronically. So that means all the correspondence with the USPTO throughout the application process must be done electronically. And an important attachment to this rule is that all applicants, even when represented by counsel, provide an email address to the USPTO. This is causing quite a bit of consternation for counsel who are wondering why they need to separately provide an applicant's email address, whether that email address is going to be easily publicly available and therefore possibly subject to scammers, and what will qualify as the applicant's email address, particularly when dealing with foreign law firms or foreign companies or small businesses. They may not have an appropriate email address. As I'm recording this, just before February 15th, that is currently the rule. I wouldn't be extremely surprised if the rule is delayed or changed, but implementation of the rule was already delayed from December, and it appears headed for enactment on February 15th. So make sure you're familiar with those rules and what they mean. There's a new exam guide published by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office called, quote, mandatory electronic filing and specimen requirements. I know this is nitty-gritty and detailed. It's called Exam Guide 1-20, but it's very important for anybody working on trademark applications to be familiar with these rules. This is just one more reason why you want to make sure if you're hiring someone to work on your trademark applications, that you hire someone who has a lot of experience and who knows what they're doing and pays attention to these rules and goes to meetings with the USPTO where they can ask questions and hear nuanced insights about the implementation of those rules. Of course, I am one such person, and I would be happy to chat with you about your trademark application if you would like. You've been listening to Tricks of the Trademark with me, Eric Pelton. I've been making trademarks bloom since 1999. For more information about my trademark services, visit my website at ericpelton.com. Thanks for listening.